Now, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Indeed, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, ready to come to you live. We're here at Michigan Center High School, where the Cardinals are getting set to take on the Jackson Christian Royals. Matt, how you feeling? It's been a minute since you've been on.
Happy New Year, Captain Steve.
Happy to have you back. You've been out scouting with that area female basketball stud, Lindsay Lehman, out scouting her. So we're glad to have you back on the team today as we get ready to check out the Cardinals and the Royals. And we are glad to be on the broadcast tonight. Able Heating and Cooling, Jim Winter Auto, Omni Source of Fear Realty, all of our fine sponsors for the game tonight. We're a little early to the airwaves tonight as the JV game didn't take as long as normally might. 64-11, the final. The Cardinals all over the Royals. You know, at clock runners since about the end of the first half.
Yeah, it's the second time we've been out here. And both times, Michigan Center's JV team has ran up big scores. Coach McCabe has got something going on with the JV team over here.
Well, the whole program's looking pretty good in the varsity here that we're about to see tonight, off to a 2-0 conference start, though they've struggled a little bit in the out-of-conference schedule at 3-2 overall. In their last game, they were all over Vandercook Lake 55-35, and that included a 21-0 first quarter score for the Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, you see two losses, but, you know, I admire the fact that they went out and they played Bath, who's a predominantly a good power team in Class C, and Lenawee Christian, another power in Class D. So, you know, I'd rather, you know, you can beat up on, you know, teams, or sure, you could go get some good competition, and you may lose, but when you play good teams, you find out what your weaknesses are.
Yeah, no doubt, and you know, that's kind of been the formula, I think, for a successful Michigan State Spartan program. You know, let's line up those good teams early, and it gives us a chance to learn some stuff about ourselves at that point in the year. Again, that 55-35 win over Vandercook Lake, the last one for Michigan Center. Kylan Brown with 20 points. They had him in the paper with 8 steals and 7 assists. And that, not surprising with this quickness for this guy. And they do. They play the passing lanes a lot. He likes to hassle the ball handlers. So we look to see Kylan Brown be another, I don't know, pesky.
Filling up the stat sheet guy.
Connor Pelham, 11 boards in that game. And we've seen him be a strong rebounder, especially on the offensive end. I think he really prides himself on that part of his game.
Well, and the last time we were here, he did something unprecedented. He drew 4 offensive fouls on the same kid against Concord. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Fouls against the same kid, and all legit calls.
Yep.
Even though I talked to the Concord kid, they said a couple of them, they thought he was moving. I said, They were legit.
So, yeah, the Cardinals also, their other conference foe, they faced Manchester and crushed them 65-38 before the break last year. Meanwhile, Jackson Christian 3-3 on the season, 2-1 in their league, coming off a win over North Adams Jerome in their last outing. So, you know, not a lot out there available to scout these guys, but I expect that they'll come out and play a hard game, and they tend to play pretty controlled, and that's what I expect to see from these guys. I think they
got a good, you know, they got a good history here. I mean, you know, Coach Stanton is not coaching anymore. Rick Blumenstock is the new head coach. I see Coach Stanton's son is the JV coach, but Coach Stanton had, this is almost kind of like what Michigan Center does, goes out and finds Bath and Lenawee Christian. And Jackson Christian's going out to find Michigan Center. They're trying to find somebody on their schedule stronger to kind of see where their weaknesses are. You know, I admire, again, Jackson Christian.
And there are other two wins over Waldron and Camden Frontier on the year, so they spread it around a little bit, play and see a couple different teams in the area. We are, again, rolling to the start here. Michigan Center Cardinals, Jackson Christian Royals. We got some time getting off to an early beginning following our game tonight. Maybe it's good that we get started early. That means we'll get done a little early, and we'll be able to take you to that national championship football coverage, Clemson and Alabama out in Arizona. Matt, do you have a pick for that game?
Oh, Alabama.
All the way.
I don't think it's going to be close.
Really?
No. I think it's going to be 38-14,
38-10. Wow. Well, I know you pride yourself on your prognostication.
Well, I guess what rumor has it, if they win, they're going to go play in the the NFL playoffs.
The winner gets into the NFL playoffs.
The winner gets in because the way they played against Michigan State, they looked like an NFL team.
All right, we'll take a four-minute break here on the pregame. Michigan Center Cardinals and Jackson Christian Royals about to tip it up here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live, Michigan Center High School, Cardinals and Royals just about ready to get things started, just a few minutes away from the tip. Matt, why don't we take a look at the starting lineup for the Royals?
Well, they start Kyle Cochran, a 5'7 junior, Mitchell McNeil, a 6-foot junior. Drew Blackgrove, a 6'3 junior. Caleb Thomas is a 5'10 junior. And rounding out the all-junior starting lineup, Thomas Miller, a 6'6 junior. That's impressive size out there.
I was saying, it's interesting to see. Obviously, you take a look forward to next year's team, and you think we got five juniors starting this year. We're going to have the same five or a similar five on the court next year. So maybe this is a team that's a year away from making a little bit of noise.
That's why it's good to go out and get these good games.
Yep, and it's nice to have some size. Like you said, a 6'6 guy in the front court, and he's going to have to work against a couple of 6-plus foot guys in the front court for Michigan Center. Who are they starting today?
Well, they start their usual. Jason Jonas, 5'10 senior. Kylan Brown, who also he's a junior, 5'8, and talked about him before the game. He fills up the stat sheet. Tavian Gaddy, 5'10 senior. Brett Haynes, a 6'1 junior, and Collar Pelton, a 6'3 junior. So, you know, this is another team that's going to lose a couple players, but they're going to be solid next year. And looking at that JV team, this is a good basketball program.
Yeah, we talk about size. Michigan Center also has a 6'7 junior on their roster, Jacob King, and they also got another 6'4 player in Austin Hinkle, who's a decent shot blocker. So, size is going to be a nice, fun matchup to watch, and a lot of the speed in the backcourt, too. I've seen Kyle Cochran for Jackson Christian has been able to put up some numbers this year. So, I think we're in for a fun one tonight, without a doubt. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman again coming to you live, Michigan Center High School, for the Jackson Christian Royals and the Michigan Center Cardinals on the broadcast tonight for us. Blair's Car Care, Lomar Machine and Tool, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, the Collector's Zone. Only a couple other games in the area tonight. We got Grass Lake and Vandercook Lake. And Manchester at Adrian tonight. So those are the other two games in the region. We'll see if we can't get some scores from those throughout the evening. I imagine that we'll be running a little bit ahead of schedule compared to them. But again, we roll you to the national championship game following our broadcast tonight on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Matt, who are you looking for tonight to make some noise for either one of the squads?
Well, I'm curious to see. The first game we saw, Jonas was the one that came out and really got Michigan Center rolling. I think the unsung guy on his team. He doesn't score a lot, but he rebounds and does those little things. Connor Pelham, and then of course you got Gaddy and Haynes. Haynes didn't shoot the ball real well the first time, so I guess for me, I'm looking at Haynes coming out here tonight, getting it rolling a little bit.
See if he can find some space and hit that pretty J.
He does. He's got a nice looking shot.
Yep. And and I'm looking forward. I like to see the teams that we've seen already, just to see how they've changed and how things are different. But also nice to get a good first look here at a Jackson Christian team that we haven't seen yet this year. Greg O'Connor said he likes to get them on the schedule, but Greg likes to do the games over at the Royal Dome. And so we caught him on the road here at Michigan Center. And Michigan Center, always one of my favorite places to come for the caramel corn.
Did you get some?
No, I think I'm going to have to get Nate Mitchell, athletic director, on his game over here. Again, we're just a couple minutes away from the tip-off. We'll have some player introductions and playing of the Star Spangled Banner here in the facility. We are going to take a quick 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll have tip-off on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And we are back, Michigan Center High School, Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live around the world, JacksonESPN.com. That's where Mom tunes in, right, Matt?
That's right. She does, too. I forgot to call her on the way in.
Uh-oh. Maybe during one of the commercials something's been texted.
If she texts, I would send her a text, but she doesn't text.
She doesn't. Maybe for the best. We're getting the introductions here in the building, just about ready to get started. It's a little more state crowd than we're used to here at Michigan Center High School. We'll get the energy going here after tip-off. What's missing, I think, Matt, I just noticed, is the pep band hasn't come out yet.
A very good pep band.
They're very good. I look forward to hearing them down here. But we still have plenty of fans here in the building. I'm looking forward to getting this crowd rocking and ready to go here as the basketball action just moments away. Travis Gaddy's Michigan Center Cardinal basketball team. And we got Rick Blumenstock heading up the organization for Jackson Christian. Nate Mitchell coming in my eyes. We're trying to stay out of his way.
Oh, I thought he had the caramel
corn. Put in our order for the caramel corn.
Caramel corn. Do you have any caramel corn?
We're great. We're great, Nate. We're just about ready to get things started here. 8 minutes up on the clock. Starting lineups are on the floor, and we'll get jump ball Thomas Miller for Jackson Christian jumping up against Connor Pelham.
Pelham gets up. Who are you taking in this jump right? Who's going to get the tip here?
I was watching the pregames. He's got a couple inches on him. I'm going to go with the Royals winning the tip.
I'm going to go with Pelham. Bad toss. Yeah, bad toss. There you go. I like that.
Even the official said no. I didn't know that. Did you know that was the signal for bad toss, Matt, in your officiating days? There we go.
You got it.
Royals with the tip. Quick break. And Mr. Bunny, offensive rebound. Second shot is in.
McNeil.
Put Mitchell McNeil on the board, and 2-0 lead for Jackson Christian. Connor Brown all the way to the rim, and offensive rebound, Connor Pelham in the putback. We're tied at 2. Quick action here to get started. Michigan Center. Cardinals running a full-court trap here. Nice job to break the press by the Royals, and they're on the break again. Beat it into the middle. Good look. And that's Drew Blackgrove on the shot. Can't finish, but he does draw the foul. He'll go to the stripe.
Foul number one on Pelham.
Real quickly, nice job for Jackson Christian breaking the pressure, and they're finding themselves some good looks down in the paint. 2-2 our score. Blackgrove at the stripe. First one is long and misses. Step back up to the line. We'll get our second free throw attempt coming. Shot is up and it's through. 3-2. Royals. Inbound to Kylan Brown for the Cardinals. Dribbles over the midline for the three-point. Hands off to Gaddy. Finds Haynes on the wing for three. Short. Rebounded. Kyle Cochran for the Royals. Jackson Christian on the run. Cochran shouts out the play. Working against the Michigan Center zone. 3-2. It's 2-3. Excuse me. Backed off into the 2-3. Royals moving the ball on the perimeter. Errant pass. We got a trap near the sideline. Jonas, quick hands, knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Royals ball. Michigan Center stays in that 2-3 zone. Into the corner, open look. Shot is way long. Rebound to Brett Haynes. Missed shot. Mitchell McNeil on the break. By Jonas into the basket, and he puts it in. Michigan Center now in front 4-3, and they go right back into that full court pressure. Jonas on the steal on the trap. Drives to the basket and knocked away. Mitchell McNeil comes up with it, and he'll run the break for the Royals. All the way to the rim. And no good. Rebound loose. Brett Haynes got it, and he's got Jonas out in front of everyone, and he'll lay it in. 6-3.
Hey, that was another near charge take by Pelham. He didn't throw the charge, but he altered it. He definitely altered the shot.
Michigan Center coming up with good hands on the pressure again. Loose ball. We're going to jump ball. And that'll be Cardinal ball. Michigan Center working out of that full court pressure, trying to get that trap, and they've got a couple of turnovers off of it.
It's bothering Jackson Christian right now.
Officials have to move some of the more rowdy student section fans back away from the court. Jonas inbounds to Kylan Brown. Goes across the midline. Pressure there. McNeil gives to Brett Haynes. Finds Gaddy on the other wing. He'll drive it in. Thinks about passing out back into the paint. Now he'll kick to Haynes. Long three. Long shot. Kylan Brown on the rebound. Drives to the paint. Blocked from behind, but we're going to get some contact and a free throw coming for Kylan Brown. Haynes' 2 3-pointers haven't looked close so far. And it almost looks like he was not in rhythm.
Nope.
Just kind of trying to get shots up quick. 5:50 on the clock. 6-3 the score. Cardinals in front. Colin Brown at the stripe shooting 2.
Like the old saying, he's one shot away from being hot.
Lefty release is good for Colin Brown from the free throw line. And the second free throw attempt is through as well. Successful trip to the line for Colin Brown. 8-3 the center lead. 5:48 to go first quarter. Staying in the pressure. Methodical attempt to break it. They get across the midline. And feed it down to the big guy. On the block. Can't get up. Rebound and putback is good. Thomas Miller. 6'6 center for Jackson Christian. 8-5 our score. And on the impending break, we get a little contact on the drive for Colin Brown. And that foul will lead us to an out of bounds on the end line. First team foul. Are we waiting to clarify? No. Nope. Yeah, second team foul thing for the Royals. Colin Brown to inbound. Get our first substitution of the game. Jackson Christian. There's a 3-point attempt. Tavian Gaddy hits. And that'll be 11-5.
And a nice stroke on that one.
And number 20, David Miller now on the floor to Jackson Christian. Trying to break the pressure, and there's Connor Pelham with the near steal. Reset things, 5:15 on the clock. Inbound to Cochran, working against Colin Brown. Cochran drives, looking to dish, and he lost the handle. Whistle for the travel. You know, down by 6 early, Jackson Christian hasn't played that bad. It's been the difference has been the pressure from Michigan Center, and Jackson Christian has missed a few opportunities near the basket. Colin Brown on the rock right now for the Cardinals. Skip pass to Tavian Gaddy, hands back to Brown. Now kick out to Jonas, who drives. Loose ball goes to Pelham on the baseline, and he'll get fouled on the ground.
They got, look at center Miller off the bench right there. He's 6'5". They're 6'5", 6'6", right now out there for Jackson Christian. I'll tell you, that's a pretty good size Class D school right there. Bring out two guys like, you know, they're not, they're fairly skilled kids.
Sure. Colin Brown, this is a 3-point attempt on the rebound, knocked out of bounds to be Royals ball. Yeah, not huge.
No.
6-footers, but definitely the length is there.
They're not built like a Steve Boyle, you know what I mean?
The thing is, they kind of are. On the drive there, Connor Pelham steps up to take the charge. Now, I thought he kind of sidestepped him, and I might not have blown that whistle myself, Matt, but Connor Pelham seems to be an expert at taking the charge now. We've seen him take 5 this year already.
Looks like he's got a reputation as being a charge taker.
Have to consider that foul will go against Thomas Miller.
Part of it was his... Pelham was waiting there. I mean, it looked like an easy charge to take right there. It's like he just drove right at him without trying to, move off to the side.
11-5, our score, 4:27 on the clock. Beaton, kind of Pelham down in the post. Nice finish for Pelham, and it's 13-5. Cardinals in front. The onslaught continues, and they don't remove the press. Jackson Christian has struggled to break that pressure. Black roll with the ball and it's into a turnover. And Jonas just happens to be all the way down the floor every time a loose ball comes up.
Timeout upcoming, I would guess. Yeah.
Nails the bunny there. 15-5 our score now. Near travel on the pressure for Jackson Christian. Black roll will get it at the top. Now gives to Cochran, finding an open man on the baseline, but he won't take the shot. Cochran at the top of the key. Banks it home. Long 2. 15-7 our score.
Is that Cochran or was that Thomas?
I had Cochran on the shot.
Yeah, Cochran. All right.
I could be wrong. We have 30. Caleb Thomas. We'll review it with the score table as we head to the break. Timeout coming from the Jackson Christian men. 17-7 our score. 3:36 to go. 30-second break right now on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
3:36 to go here in the first quarter, 17-7 Michigan Center, stretching the lead out with a solid full court pressure. They come back out with the starting lineup. And that's interesting to play that kind of pressure and keep the pace of Michigan Center's captain and to not run a bunch of bodies in there. They're sticking with their starting five.
Yeah, these kids are 15, 16, 17 years old. They're young, man. They don't get tired.
Black Grove inbounds. Pass comes right back to him, and he'll dribble over the front court. Looks like Center not playing that full court pressure out of the timeout. Almost come up with a steal anyway. Kale Thomas with the ball at the top. And he's looking for Miller down on the block.
Good pressure right there.
Out of bounds, errant pass, and again, because of the defensive pressure from Michigan Center. And they've shown they can do that 21-0 start against Vandercook Lake in their last game. They're working on the defense, getting off the quicker starts. Nice drive, Kylan Brown into the paint. Lefty finish is good.
That was easy right there.
Might have been able to draw a whistle on that, too, up there with those Twin Towers down on the blocks for Jackson Christian.
Puts press back on.
Pressure's back on now. Black Grove's got it in the middle. He'll dribble it up to the press broken. Looking to get down to the block. Nice feed. And an easy finish there. Ethan Jarrett for the Royals. 19-9 our score. Kylan Brown brings it up for the Cardinals. And crossover move into the paint. Feeds Pelham. Finish. Connor Pelham having himself a great start here. 2:37 on the clock. It's 21-9.
Brown spoon-fed that, though. Oh, man, what a pass.
And back down the other end. Another shot coming for Ethan Jarrett. Can't get it. Offensive rebound, Royals. Nice feed into the paint. Black Grove finishes there. Feed from David Miller, and the Royals getting a little something going. 21-11 now the score. Jonas at the top of the Cardinals. He'll drive in the paint looking for Pelham on the baseline. Hits the jumper. They'll wave it off. We had a foul on the floor. And that'll be an out of bounds for the Cardinals. 14 foul. They'll make five now for Jackson Christian with 2:12 to go first quarter. 21-11. And we'll get some substitutions now from the Cardinal bench.
Pretty good first quarter pace. Your Coach Gaddy and the Cardinals of Michigan Center.
Brett Williams into the game. Austin Hinkle coming off the bench for the Cardinals. And Austin McKenzie on the floor as well. Kylan Brown pump fake drive out to the top. McKenzie for three. Bounces around and falls down. 24-11 Michigan Center. Stretches their lead. Still keeping the pressure on. Royals doing a better job of breaking it this time. Get into the front court. Kylan Brown reach around for the steal. He'll get called for a reach-in foul. We used to try that, and that's what usually was the result of that quick try to reach around steal would get a whistle.
That was how I tried to play defense right there.
That was your game plan.
Yeah, let him go by it and slap it, because then you're cherry-picking the other way. You got a layup.
Yep. Nice job on the give-and-go for the Royals.
Carpenter
with a score. 24-13. So the Royals not giving away too much now as they've kind of figured out what they're going to do against the press on the driving dish for Michigan Center.
Hinkle.
It's Austin Hinkle with the bucket. Hinkle, the 6'4 junior. Cardinals keep the pressure on. Another loose ball. Kylan Brown steal tip to Hinkle. And Gaddy runs the break the other way for Michigan Center. Kick out, three-point attempt is up and no good. That was McKenzie on the shot. Royals rebound. McKenzie knocks it loose in the layup. 28-13. Stretch the lead back out to 15. 1 minute now to go first quarter. 28 points in the period for Michigan Center. Have not missed out on a lot of opportunities. Jeez, I think I can count two misses in the quarter, Matt.
Well,
they're making the Royals work. The Royals not having a bad quarter. McNeil. This is bucket down on the block.
This is a track meet right here.
Gaddy for three. Just short. Rebound tip. Kylan Brown comes down with it on the block. He'll look to go back up. And it's contact. Yeah, real torrid pace here in the early going. And I mean, Jackson Christian has put up 15, but the Cardinals just not missing. And they've created enough turnovers to keep the lead going on.
Well, part of it is you know, defensively, Jackson Christian is letting Michigan Center get into the lane, and it's just breaking the defense down. I mean, Christian's got, they got good size. They got two huge guys. But what they're doing is they're getting them out of position, and the guards are finding, you know, pigs inside right now. And you know, Pelham's having a field day. He's got 8 points in the first quarter.
I don't know if I necessarily would say they're letting them into the paint, but with the Colin Brown and Jonas speed, they're able to get themselves into the paint there. Royals come back off the free throw miss, knocked away from behind. Hinkle comes up with it. Colin Brown out ahead of everyone. Lefty finish. And that's going to make it 31-15. Michigan Center, 16-point advantage. One quarter nearly in the books, 15 seconds on the clock. Royals trying to casually break the press. It's knocked loose again. Gaddy comes up with the loose ball. And Colin Brown will drop it off to McKenzie. Another 2:33:15 now to score. Michigan Center keeping the torrid pace going. We'll wrap up the first quarter with a 33-15 score. Michigan Center Cardinals in front of the Jackson Christian Royals. Take a 1 minute break and be right back for the second quarter on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
33-15 is our score for Michigan Center High School. The Cardinals in front of the Royals. Jackson Christian will start the second quarter with the ball. And Kyle Cochran, the top, will feed the wing. McNeil. McNeil looking into the paint. And we'll get it back out to the top. Luke Carpenter, he'll drive into the paint. Nice finish. Luke Carpenter with 2:33:17, and the Cardinals come right back, wasting no time. Connor Pelham kicks back out to McKenzie, swings it to an open three. Shooter's touch there. Goes down for Brett Williams, and the Cardinals keep the pace going, 36-17. Nearly a 20-point advantage. He gets a travel down on the other end. Ethan Jarrett. Cardinal basketball, 7:16 to go in the half. McKenzie to bring it up for Michigan Center.
I tell you, I mean, Jackson Christian has looked, they've looked good offensively. Unfortunately, defensively, they're
another
not.
3-point attempt from the Cardinals is no good. Rebounded Royals. Yeah, you're right, Matt. I mean, they haven't played badly, but just the extra possessions the Cardinals have been able to get from the pressure. 3-point attempt quick for the Royals. Cochran, no good. Chase for the rebound. Black girl will, no, excuse me, that is our other gentleman, Ethan Jarrett. Knocked out of bounds. We get a whistle against the Cardinals. Just their second team foul. Now we'll get Black girl back into the game along with Tom Smiller. It's inbound for the Royals. Luke Carpenter from the baseline. Drops it into Thomas Miller. Miller will get it back out to set things up at the top. Caleb Thomas now goes back to the wing. Looking to feed Black Grove on the block. Nothing there. He'll dribble it in. Backing down. Loose ball. Stolen away. Michigan Center comes up with it. Newly into the fray for the Cardinals, Andrew Torti. Drive McKenzie drops up to Pelham. Shot off the glass is good.
McBride.
Carson McBride. 6:19 to go. 38-17. Our score, 21-point Cardinal advantage. Looking from the wing. The Royals. Cochran's got the ball. Gets it to the top. And Caleb Thomas setting up the play. Royals going to motion. Looking for Cochran on the wing. Goes to the opposite wing and Luke Carpenter. Carpenter trying to feed Thomas to the post. Nothing there. Cardinals come up with the basketball. On the break, Torti. On the drive, no good. But he's whistled for a foul. We'll get that in the air and we'll call that on the ground. Either way, we get into the 1-on-1 bonus here and he'll go to the free throw line. 7th team foul against Jackson Christian Royals. 38-17 our score, 5:40 to go, second quarter. Again, following the game, we'll bring you coverage of the national championship game. in NCAA football. And this is the first end of the 1-1, rebounded by the Royals. Kills Thomas, gets to the wing, and Blackgrove driving baseline. Reverse layup, knocked away. Cardinals come up with a loose ball. Parker McBride gets the break going for the Houston Center Cardinals. Drops it off. Scoop, no good. Tip, no good. Rebounded in the run out, Luke Carpenter for the Royals. And that's stolen away. All the way the other way. Goes off to McKenzie, drops it off to Parker McBride, and it's 40-17, 5:02 to go in the half. Michigan Center pulling away even further. We'll take a 30-second break on the timeout. ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
40-17, 5:02 to go first half. Michigan Center all over the Jackson Christian Royals. And like we keep saying, Matt, it's been the turnover game. Michigan Center is getting to every loose ball and creating a ton of loose balls.
Well, the
quick
the pressure,
pressure.
The pressure's really got... The pressure's really affecting Jackson Christian. And they've called it off. You know, Michigan Center's got their reserves in right now. It's a great opportunity for... it's a great opportunity for, you know, Michigan Center's, you know, second unit to get a lot of playing time tonight.
Yes, sir. Getting that just deep into your bench. You get a bucket from Jackson Christian.
I'll tell you, Christian's not bad. Right now, their issues are on the defensive end, not, ball security. But offensively in this half court, they've done a nice job.
Get a knock away. Last touch. Royals, Cardinal ball. Michigan Center making me learn all the new players' names. Brett Williams into the game. Gets it into Torti on the wing. Back to the top. Three-point shot. A little long for Austin McKenzie. Rebounded for the Royals. Kyle Cochran with it on the wing. Cardinals staying in that zone defense that they've been working most of the day. Cochran out to Caleb Thomas. And trying to get it low to Thomas Miller. He does. 6'6 Miller drives up and under. Scoop it, score it, count it, and a foul.
That's a 6'6 junior right there. That was a very athletic move right there. This is a, you know, I don't know how they're going to, as they move through the year, but certainly, can't, you know, they got a lot of basketball left. But this is a team you can see that got a chance to be a top, one of the top teams around this area, I think, next year, all these juniors.
Air ball.
Especially their size.
Yeah.
6'6", 6'5". And you don't see that a lot in Class D.
You do not. 40-21 is our score. Cardinals with the ball and the 19-point advantage, 4:03 to go in the half. Pace has kind of slowed down out of the timeout here. Cardinals working around the perimeter. Torti, McKenzie feeds it into Hinkle. Free throw line jumper is good, 42-21. Royals with the ball back, coming up quick. Open look on the baseline for Blackgrove is short. Rebound McKenzie. Cardinals back on the break. Hinkle drives. Knocked away. A lot of contact. No whistle for the foul. Just gets the ball out of bounds, and it'll be Michigan Center ball. And wholesale substitution back to the Cardinals starting lineup. With one exception, Pelham stays out, and we get the 6'7 junior Jacob King in for the Cardinals. Cardinals working around the baseline. Haynes. Kylan at the top. Other wing, Tavian Gaddy, into the high post. King kicks back out to Haynes. Now he'll skip it. Kylan Brown drives, drops off to Jonas. Misses the layup. Tipped loose and rebounded by the Royals. Get the break going the other way. Into the game now for Jackson Christian, Nathan Ross.
It's a frustration foul right there on Jonas. He missed that. He missed that bunny at the other end, and I think he was still mad about it. He came down and committed that foul. It was not a very good foul.
Try and get that ball back.
We've all been there, though.
Yep.
Oh, jump ball.
Picked up the dribble, and Kylan Brown quick to get a hand on it. Jump ball will be Michigan Center. Cardinal ball again. 42-21, our score. 3:01 to go first half. Kylan Brown with the ball for the Cardinals. Feeds Brett Haynes. Back out to Kylan Brown. Swing it to Tavian Getty. Open look for three. It's through. Nothing but cord. 45-21. Cardinals keep the advantage. Ross breaks the pressure for the Royals. Picks up the dribble. Good look to the baseline of Black Grove. He misses the three. Battle for the rebound. The body's on the floor. Last touch, Michigan Center. The Royal ball. 2:35 to go in the first half. Inbound coming, Luke Carpenter.
Nice inbound.
Look to Black Grove. Gets the shot up off the base, off the backboard. It's good. 45-23.
That's a great inbound play right there. The screen, the screener play out of that box set. Nice play.
On the other end, Gaddy drives, skip past to Haynes on the drive. Jonas loses it. Royals with the ball. Break the other way, Carpenter. Slow it down. Black Grove with the ball. Now it's loose. Ross will drive. And he loses the ball. And it's loose. Carpenter tries to save it. Can't do it. Michigan Center ball. Ball security, Matt.
Ball security.
King will come out of the game. We'll get Pelham back in, and we got the full starting lineup for the Cardinals. Kylan Brown will bring it down. The Royals drop back into that zone. Three-point attempt. Kylan Brown is no good. Rebound is up and pulled down by Carpenter. Starts the break for the Royals, and we'll get one extra step there in the middle. Thomas Miller and another turnover. Michigan Center ball. 1:49 to go here in the first half. 45-23. Our score on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on the game tonight for Blair's Car Care, American Title Company, Arrow Steel, and Arrow's Metals Plus. High post, Connor Pelham, turn jumper, in and out. Rebound, tapped around, pulled down Thomas Miller for the Royals. Ross gets the break going for Jackson Christian. Nobody steps out, thinks about a three, up and under, finds Carpenter at the high post. He'll kick back out. Gets it back at the high post and knocks down the jumper. 45-25. Lead cut to 20. 1:20 to go in the half. Kylan Brown now at the top for Michigan Center. Spin move. Picks up the dribble. Out to Gaddy. Back to Kylan Brown. Brett Haynes open for a moment. Gives back to Kylan Brown instead of shooting the three.
On the floor.
Brown on the drive. Gets a foul on the floor. That'll be 18 fouls against the Royals. Just over a minute here in the first half.
So, what do we have? We have Michigan Center and Hanover?
We do have them. I think we got both of those games on the schedule, Matt, when those two teams play.
It's going to be a couple good basketball games right there.
Gaddy on the wing. Now looking for Jonas baseline. Nice feed into the paint. Pelham can't hit, though. Ball loose. Ross gets it out ahead of everyone. Break doesn't quite work out, but he does keep it from going out of bounds. Zach Weidman. And now he draws a foul, and that'll be number six on the Cardinals. We'll get a 1-1.
Next one.
My mistake, Matt. Thanks for the correction.
Hey, I'm just looking out for you.
I know. I appreciate it. That's why you're here. Yep. Luke Carpenter to inbound for the Royals. Black Hole drives.
Yeah, we played the Christmas tournament at Western this year. And, some of the schools around the state are experimenting with 16-minute halves instead of instead of 4 8-minute quarters, have 2 6. I liked it. They give you an extra timeout.
Gaddy, another three for Michigan Center. Catching fire in this one, 48-25 now our score. 26 seconds on the clock.
Different to that is how the pace of the play and the fouls, it seems like you're a little bit more conscious of it.
Black Grove drives and misses. Rebound comes out to Carpenter drove and missed. Black Grove gets the rebound, hits the J. Now on the break, Cardinals turn it over. Nothing doing on the other end for the Royals. 48-27, our halftime score for Michigan Center High School. Cardinals well in front here against Jackson Christian. And Matt, I mean, I guess
I'm going to have to get a calculator out to add up all these points right here in the first half.
Run out of ink in that pen. Truly, after a blistering pace in the first quarter, it did slow down to a something a little more comfortable for the Royals there in the second quarter. Cardinals had 33 in the first quarter.
Only a 15-12 advantage the second quarter.
Yeah,
right.
They managed 15 in the second quarter, so it did slow it down pace-wise, but they still hold on to a 21-point advantage, 48-27, as we head to halftime here at Michigan Center High School. Again, keep us tuned in on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM following the game. We'll go right to coverage of the NCAA playoff championship game, the Clemson. What are they, Tigers? Matt, Clemson Tigers.
Clemson Tigers, yeah.
Alabama Crimson Tide. I had somebody predict Nick Saban goes to the NFL following this season. What do you think?
No way.
No way?
He's not a very good NFL coach.
He's not.
He's not. He did not. I think being an NFL coach is, well, I think it's so much more about being able to operate the salary cap. I don't think it's, I mean, you can be a great coach. I think it's understanding and managing the salary cap.
Interesting. Well, anyway, we'll have that coverage for you following our broadcast here. Again, our score 48-27, Cardinals in front with 9:03 on the clock here for the halftime. So we're going to take a four-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you some scores and some numbers and look forward to the second half on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, live, Michigan Center High School. Matt, did you get your calculator out?
I did.
Numbers for us?
I did.
Let's get some scores for the Michigan Center Cardinals.
Well, they were led by TV and Gaddy. He had nine points, three-point baskets. Let's see here. Pelham had eight. Kylan Brown had 7 points, five assists. 7 points and six assists for McKenzie. Jonas had six. Hinkle and McBride with four each, and Williams with three. So they filled up the stat sheet. A lot of guys scored. You know, like I said, Jackson Christian, not a bad first half. Other than they struggled with ball security and really got Michigan Center into some easy baskets. But on the offensive end at the half court, they had no problem putting the ball in the basket. They were led by Drew Blackgrove with 7 points. Carpenter and Miller both with 6 points each. McNeil had four, and Jarrett and Cochran each with two. The funniest stat we talked about, Michigan Center, seven first-half rebounds.
Yeah, they're leading by 21. They had only seven
rebounds. Led by Kylan Brown, who had three, but like I said, really it's not a rebound when you're catching the ball going through the net, and that's what both teams have done
tonight.
Yeah,
it seemed like Michigan Center didn't miss at all, and when Jackson Christian did get a shot up, they were putting theirs through,
putting
too.
The ball in the basket.
Their issue was giving up possession.
Yep.
On loose balls, Michigan Center did a great job on the pressure early on, and then even once they moved out of that full court pressure, just getting hands on every single ball. They're relentless. Have to protect that basket like you never relax.
And you look at the physicality. I mean, Jackson Christian's got good length, but you look at Michigan Center's team, and they have kids that have been in the weight room, obviously been in the weight room, and it shows. In a game like that, you know, the physicality and the loose balls and steals, advantage Michigan Center. And that's been the difference tonight.
Jared, I think Michigan Center's showing up a little bit of their depth. Like you said, they got eight guys in the scorebook in the first half, and Brett Haynes
hasn't scored.
I gotta imagine he doesn't get shut out for the whole game.
No way.
He'll probably come out and score something here early, and we got nine guys, and they could end up potentially with one, two, three, four, maybe five guys in double figures by the end of this, the way they're spreading it around. So definitely tough to keep pace with that, even though Jackson Christian has not played a terrible game. And I think they match up well with a lot of other teams in the area, just not this Michigan Center team the way they played tonight.
Nope.
2 minute break here on the halftime. We'll come back, get second half action underway. 48-27 our score, Michigan Center in front of the Jackson Christian Royals on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
All right, and hear that buzzer. We're just about ready to get things started here in the second half. 48-27 the score. Michigan Center in front. And Just about ready to roll here. Looking forward to getting back to action. Matt, we got a fun game coming up on Friday. Our next broadcast, Western at Lumen Christi. And you'll be, where's the Concord girls team on Friday?
Big one. Homer.
Homer.
At Homer. And it's a varsity doubleheader.
Nice.
Should be a good basketball game.
We are underway.
Like
Royals with the ball. Caleb Thomas at the top.
Looks like starters for both teams.
Cardinals in man-to-man. Brown, a lot of pressure. Kick out, open look. Cochran for three. In and out. Kylan Brown with the rebound. Gets the break started. Looking for Pelham up court. Nearly loses it. Kicks out to Gaddy. Nice look to find Jonas wide open. And the layup is good. 50-27. Cardinals go back into the pressure. No look. Stolen. Gaddy finds Jonas, hands off to Kylan Brown for the layup.
Yep, they have no
count that as an assist.
No, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. No answer for this press right here.
Back in the pressure and take it off for a minute. Come back with it. Surprise. Cochran for the Royals finds Black Grove. They break it. Good open look for three. Just doesn't go down. Rebound. Black Grove knocked away. Ball on the floor. Pelham dives. Gets it loose, and we're going to get a whistle over and back. Well, did he establish himself in the...
That was close.
We can't quite see that.
We'll give him the benefit. We'll give him the benefit. He had a better angle than we did.
He did. That's true. Inbound McNeil. Got Caleb Thomas with the ball for the Royals. Finds Cochran. Takes a three. This time he knocks it down. 52-30 our score. Royals on the board here in the second half. 6:43 to go in the third. Kylan Brown looking against McNeil. Kick to Haynes. Thinks about a three. He'll drive instead. Knocked away from behind. Royals with the turnover. Caleb Thomas getting the break going. Finds Cochran on the wing. Black Grove now drives the baseline. Into the paint. Thomas Miller can't finish. A lot of contact. No whistle. Loose ball comes out to Jonas in Michigan Center.
They're refereeing this like a 22-point game. Letting them play.
Nice block to 6'6 height coming into play there. Connor Pelham down to the block. Goes up for the shot. Blocked by Miller. And the loose ball will return to Michigan Center. 6:10 on the clock. 52-30 the score. We're getting a little off.
They make the change on this call. Because it. No. Nice. He went and asked for help on it. I think they got it wrong.
You think so? I didn't see it.
I did.
Coach Jerry,
I was going to help him out, but.
Kylan Brown's got the ball for the Cardinals. He'll drive right to the rim. Lefty shot, no good. Pelham rebound. Shot goes up, and he gets some contact. Caleb Thomas.
Say, he's a possession gainer, Pelham.
I was actually looking for Pelham and Miller going up head-to-head there again on the block, but he got the foul actually coming from the backside.
He just heads to the weak side block. Either expects the ball on a little dish from Brown or gets an offensive rebound position. That's where he makes a living.
Hits the first free throw, 53-30 to score. Second free throw is short. Rebounded Miller. Now loose. McNeil picks it up. Royals back on the offense. Caleb Thomas drives, kicks. Cochran had an open look. Couldn't quite handle the pass. Now he'll feed McNeil on the baseline. Jumper's good. 53-32. Talon Brown for the Cardinals. Looking to drive against McNeil. Drops it off to Jonas all the way into the paint. Goes up in the air. Contact. And Jonas will go to the stripe. By 37 on the clock. 53-32 our score. Jason Jonas. 5'10 senior at the line. Free throw no good. And we've got Jonas listed at 5'10". I don't know if I see 5'10". Athletic hit. He jumps out of the building. Second free throw is good. 54-32.
You know, when he's lefty, I think that, you don't see a lot of lefties. I think a lefty has a little bit of an advantage sometimes.
Well, the Cardinals got two of them in their lineup. Cochran, long three, and it goes long. Jonas comes up with a loose ball. Finds Pelham. Great pass. Pelham finishes. Finger roll, 56-32.
That's 11, game high 11 points right now for Pelham.
Cardinals sticking with the zone defense. McNeil for three from the corner, hit. 56-35.
Acknowledge the Michigan Center faithful on that.
Hit that one right next to the student section.
You just, the only problem, you don't do that in a 21-point game.
Yeah.
You do it
nice
when
drive and lefty shot for Gavin. You're right. You're getting the, you get the scoreboard
nice
scan
pass
at that point, right? Kylan Brown drops up the counter. Pelham been the recipient of quite a few nice assists tonight.
Brown has spoon-fed him about three times tonight.
There you go. The scoreboard chant from the crowd. Another Michigan Center Cardinal turnover, but the Royals recover. Black. Why can't I remember his Black Grove? Inside. And we get a three-pointer coming from Cochran, and he's starting to catch a little fire. 58-38, our score. Brett Haynes now for the Cardinals. Kick out to Brown at the wing.
Nice.
Finds Pelham again. Just that little underhand scoop pass. Finds Pelham for another easy bunny, 60-38.
And Brown's on his way to a double-double here.
Trying to feed the Black. Jason Jonas almost with the steal. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Royals ball. Thomas Miller. I think you got to try to find him down on the block if you can. 6'6 size. Inbounds play goes to Black Grove. Drives to the middle. Picks it up at the elbow. Now we're going to drive McNeil. Shot goes up. He gets contact from Brett Haynes. 60-38.
Yeah, that's
and
where
he'll go to the strike.
And that's where in this basketball game the difference is center's ability with their guards to break teams off the dribble. Jackson Christian cannot do that. They might be able to do that against some teams. They can't do that against Michigan Center. Michigan Center's guards are too quick. And it, when you have that kind of guard play, it can make your bigs inside look really good. And that's what Brown's done for Pelham tonight.
McNeil at the stripe for the Royals. Missed the first. Second free throw is also short. Nearly offensive rebound. Pelham comes away with it. Kylan Brown to the break.
Shake and bake.
What a crossover dribble and finish at the rim.
Yeah.
Kylan Brown, it's coming easy to him tonight.
Shake and bake.
3:37 on the clock. Almost a steal there. Kylan Brown and goes for it again. This time he's going to get whistled for the reach.
That's his third.
If you're Coach Gaddy, I think you just kind of let that one go.
Yeah.
Very aggressive, Kylan Brown, and he plays that way, and it does. Just keeps the whole pace going, and a lot of teams can't keep up with that. Royals on turnover trying to feed Black Grove on the block. 3:28 on the clock. 62-38. Coming off of the
This may be a crazy question, but Jackson Christian, they shot 60-70% in the field tonight?
Pretty close.
I mean, it's like right there. You know, they did get an opportunity. They turned the ball over. They didn't get a shot attempt. They're not.
Gaddy for three keeps that hot streak going. That's his fourth three on the night.
12 points.
65-38 to score, 3:08 on the clock. But again, like you said, Matt, the Royals waste of possession, and the Cardinals come down and hit a shot. And that seems to be the story of the night. Nice feed on the give and go.
Basket.
Pick and roll. Miller scores for the Royals. Another three from Gaddy, and it's through.
Heat check right there, buddy.
68-40 now the score, 2:47 as the Cardinals continue to push ahead, even though the Royals, like we said, not playing poorly.
That's one of those, I think I'm hot, I'm going to take another one just to make sure.
As soon as I touch it, yeah.
We'll see if he comes down again right now. He's subbing right now.
Well, Kylan Brown will get the break. Gaddy will stay in. We'll keep monitor his level of hotness.
Yeah.
Shooting touch. Those two didn't even hit the rim.
I used to have a play. We called it three. For three, I'd run three right here because I would go to my best three-point shooter for a trifecta. I'll see what he gets. Test out, see if he's hot.
McKenzie looking for Gaddy. Gaddy working to get open. Brett Haynes comes off the screen. He'll drop it off to Gaddy. Gaddy at the top. McKenzie, that little hop step to get your feet set, and you just listen for the travel. 68-40 again, our score, 2:17 to go third quarter on ESPN 101.9 FM. 1450 AM.
I think we're gonna have a lot of candidates here for player of the game. It's gonna be a tough one. Yeah, Gaddy already was hit 5 threes, and I think in 5 attempts.
He hasn't missed a three.
I haven't seen him. Yep. You got, Kylan Brown, who's got 12 points, close to a double-double. Really spearheaded the defense.
Cardinals come up with another turnover. Pelham on the runout. Parker McBride doubled. Picked up thinking about passing. Double dribble. I think he was looking for the hot hand Gaddy on that one, and then Gaddy wasn't open. Coming the other way, Ross is a 5'10 junior for the Royals. He's a decent player. We saw him last year on the JV. On the drive there, Ross dropping it down to Miller, but it goes to Pelham instead. Excuse me, not Pelham, Parker McBride. Gaddy with the ball back to McBride. He'll hand off to Gaddy. Gaddy with the crossover. Gives to McKenzie. Wide open look for three. Brett McKenzie. Excuse me, not Brett Haynes misses the shot. Battle for the rebound. Last touch, Royals. Cardinal ball. Brett Haynes wide open on that three. Just doesn't have the touch right now.
He's struggling. He'll get it going, though. They're going to need him. They're going to need him down the road here. He'll get it going.
McKenzie to inbound. Finds Gaddy. Pump fake. Open look three. Parker McBride. Long. Rebounded Pelham. Extra possession for the Cardinals again. McKenzie. Pull up jumper on the baseline. Good.
That's 9 points for McKenzie.
Stretch that lead to 30-70-40 with 1:04 to go here in the third. Carpenter gets to the baseline. Three-point look goes up, no good. That was Nathaniel Reynolds, rebound, Michigan Center.
Nathaniel Reynolds. He's a former Concord kid.
Oh, there's always one. Isn't
it is, yes.
We could be called a game in India.
He is.
And sure enough, you find a kid who just went to Concord.
The middle, the elementary school in Concord. Yep.
Royals
great
ball.
Kid. Nice, great kid.
Royals ball trailing 70-40. 43 seconds here in the third. Nathan Ross working against Connor Pelham out on the floor. Pelham with the steal and the breakaway. Group and score it. Nice knock away for Connor Pelham at the top. 72-40 our score. Nathan Ross brings it back for the Royals.
Pelham's got 17 points.
Gives to Carpenter on the wing. Drops it off. Nice jump shot. Nathaniel Reynolds, the former Concord superstar, now suiting up for the Royals, hits the jumper. 72-42 with 11 seconds to go. Travis Tavian Gaddy, excuse me. Dribble drive, knocks, loses it off his foot. I want to say Travis Gaddy almost. I had my friend told me, listen to the broadcast. Says, every time Tavian Gaddy does something, you almost say Travis. I said, like, no.
That's really unfair of the parents to name it that close.
At the buzzer, the heave three is no good. 72-42, a Cardinals 30-point advantage as we'll head to the fourth quarter action. 1 minute break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
And fourth quarter action underway here. 72-42, the Cardinals in front. Austin McKenzie with the ball. Gives to Parker McBride to the top. McKenzie drops off for Andrew Torti. Torti on the drive. And he drops it there to Brett Williams. Williams, 43.
Hinkle.
Kicked it out. We're calling that a two-pointer, Hinkle. 74-42, 7:33 to go in the game. Carpenter driving for the Royals to push for the travel. Parker McBride to inbound. And Austin McKenzie on the point now for the Cardinals. It's a screen. Hinkle drives, scoops, no good. Rebound Carpenter, almost knocked away by McKenzie. Gives to Ross. It's a screen at the top. Looks for the three. No, he'll feed it back to Carpenter. Carpenter down to the baseline. Jumper for Reynolds, no good. Rebounded McKenzie, and the Cardinals on the break. Finds Parker McBride, pass a little behind him. He's able to reel it in. Kicks back to the top. Brett Williams, three-pointer in and out. Rebounded Carpenter for the Royals. Ross gives Carpenter on the wing. Between the legs, dribble drive, pull-up baseline jumper is off, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal ball. 74-42, 6:41 to go in the game. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Online around the world. All of our games brought to you at JacksonESPN.com. Again, following this contest, we will take you to coverage of the national championship game. Brett Williams dribbling at the wing. Kicks to McKenzie, open three on the baseline. Count it, 77-42.
That's 12 points for McKenzie. He's close to a double-double. He had six assists in the first half.
He had a nice game off the bench, and I don't even recall even seeing him in any of the other times we've seen Michigan Center, so kind of a surprise to us. He gets another steal on the loose ball.
And another
assist. On the breakout, Brett Williams. McKenzie's got himself a double-double lined up here. Needs a couple more dimes, I think, man.
Nice, close.
Carpenter feeds the block. Shot up and good. Score for the Royals.
Jarrett.
You can Jarrett. Brett Williams and the Cardinals keep the pace up. Pull up three-pointer. Short. Rebounded Hinkle. Let's put the shot back up. Can't do it. Kicks out. And now McKenzie with a three-point look. And he hits. 82-44 now. The Cardinals pouring it on. 5:36 on the clock. And we'll get a couple more substitutions from the Cardinals bench here at the next break. Ross, meanwhile, with the ball for the Royals. This to Reynolds there on the wing. Battling down in the block. And it'll be a turnover, Michigan Center ball. Cardinals continue to go deeper on the bench. Seven, Jacob King on the floor.
You know, they put up 33 in the first quarter. I'll tell you, they're on a, they got 82 with 5 minutes left. They might put up triple figures tonight. Close. The way this Possible. Bench is playing right now, they might get to 100.
Yeah, there's been almost no drop-off when they go to the bench.
Torty played well.
Torty gets the screen from King. Thinks about a three. Passes off the set. Three-point shot hit.
Oh, nice right there, buddy.
Joe Edwards off the bench for the Cardinals, and he hits the three, 85-44. Starts that lead out to 41.
It's a running clock now.
4:45 on the clock.
That's going to be the only thing that might hurt him to get to 100.
Carpenter out of the corner. Three-point no good. Rebounded Torty for the Cardinals, and he'll bring it up for him too. Nobody picks him up. Dribbles right into the free throw line. I would have pulled that up, Matt. Now we get a drive from the wing. And they call for a double dribble. Andrew Simpkins. Clock continues to run with a 40-point advantage. 4:19 left in the game. 41 point advantage. Ross with the ball for the Royals. And going to get a kick ball against Michigan Center. Keep it down here for the Royals. Clock continues to run. Ross at the top working against Edwards.
Who are you picking tonight in that national championship game?
It's tough to pick against Alabama. I'll be pulling for Clemson, but I don't know if they can do it.
Carpenter.
Elbow jump shot for Carpenter, and the Royals get back on the board, cut the lead to 39. Torty, they're leaving him alone out of three-point line. He won't take the shot, gets to Simpkins instead, who drives. Shot, circus shot goes up, no good. Rebounded Royals, Ross on the runout. Finding Carpenter. Backing in, turnaround jumper off the backboard, no good. Rebounded King, and the Cardinals back on the attack. Andrew Torty. Torty had a nice year running the ball for the Cardinals in the football season. Simpkins, open three, hit! 88-46.
We're
score.
On a show right now. 88 points with 3 minutes left.
Ross now has the ball for the Royals.
Right,
drives in, lefty shot, good, and counted. Free throw coming, and one. Nice drive, Ross, and a tough finish. A lot of contact when he gets into the paint. Yeah, man, I can't bring myself to root for Alabama, so.
I know.
But they do look tough. Ross at the stripe for the Royals. Free throw off the glass, goes through. 88-49, they cut the lead to that 39 mark. 2:13 on the clock. Brett Williams on the crossover loses it to his own teammate there, Edwards. Now Williams from the wing, feeds the top at Simpkins. Simpkins to Edwards. Both of them have hit a three tonight. Jacob King from the high post drives. Jumper off the glass, no good. King gets his own rebound. Now it's a battle. Bodies everywhere. Jump ball. Royal basketball. And that'll go to the Royals. 88-49. 1:42 on the clock as it continues to run.
I think the last minute they stopped the clock on all whistles. So if I remember right.
Ross gives to Weidman. Weidman drives, jump shot, goes to Reynolds. No good. Rebounded and put back by Ethan Jarrett. 88-51 now the count. 1:16 on the clock. Brett Williams drives into the middle. Kicks out. Torty open for three. Oh. In and out. Rebounded Ross for the Royals. Jackson Christian on the attack. Crossover dribble. Kick out. Carpenter open look for three. No good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Torty. Knocked loose. King will get the loose ball. The Cardinals get into the front court. Torty looking at the clock. Doesn't look like he's going to go for 100. Going to hold on to it. Run some time off. Just Edwards at the top. Ross comes out to guard him. Crossover dribble. Edwards drive. Kick out. Open look. Simpkins. Three. No good. Long rebound. Tap. King. Edwards in the paint. Tries to drop off to Brett Williams. Knocked loose. He'll go back out to the stripe. Jump back three-pointer is through. And they 91 now for Michigan Center. The three-pointers just continue to fall for the Cardinals.
That's 12 threes for the game for Michigan Center.
14 seconds now on the clock. Royals holding on for one last attempt. Knocked loose. Well, Williams will run it out here for the Cardinals. Gives to Torty. Lefty finish is through. 93-51, and that'll be our final. Michigan Center's offensive onslaught could not be contained, and they finished the Jackson Christian off here with a torrential downpour of three-pointers here in the fourth quarter. Seemed like no matter who it was coming off the bench, the Cardinals were scoring. So we will take a three-minute break here on the post game. We'll come back, give you our player of the game, give you some scoring totals, and wrap things up, get you to the national championship game here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman coming to you live from Michigan Center High School with the Cardinals. A dominating performance. Matt, what was that final score?
93-51.
I had to make sure. I just had to have you say it so we knew it was real. And again, Jackson Christian didn't play awful. They struggled with turnovers, and that was because of the intense ball pressure that Michigan Center puts onto a team, including the quick-handed and pesky guard out there, Kylan Brown. But Michigan Center just shot the lights out most of the night, and they found themselves a lot of easy baskets. And again, that was triggered off of great penetration guard play tonight.
It was.
By
The difference in this game, in my opinion, was exceptional guard play by Michigan Center. I mean, you know, Kylan Brown is, you know, and Gaddy are they're probably as good a backcourt as anywhere in Jackson County. So especially at this level, and it showed tonight. Kylan Brown breaks him down, finds the open guys, and you know, and Brett Haynes didn't score tonight. He scored 93, and he didn't score tonight. This team is potent, very, very potent, and unselfish.
And deep.
And deep, absolutely. We found how deep they were tonight.
So they end up with four guys in double figures. Pelham led the way in scoring with 17. We get 15 out of McKenzie off the bench. And Gaddy had 15 and 11 for Kylan Brown. As far as player of the game goes, I think we're going to go with Gaddy. He goes 5 for 5 from beyond the arc.
I think so.
Played a good guard.
It was
steals.
We could have given this to four guys tonight. You know, Pelham had 17 points and 5 rebounds. McKenzie had 15 points and 7 assists. Kylan Brown filled up the stat sheet tonight again. He had 11 points and 9 assists and four rebounds.